Hello friends, Sagan here. Welcome back to Indie Author Weekly, where I share my behind-the-scenes journey of writing and self-publishing books. For today's episode, I want to talk about character development in novels, including how to get to know your characters a little better. One of my fears when I first started writing my novels was that some of my characters would be too similar to one another. I was concerned that they wouldn't have their own distinct personalities. It's something you need to think about as you introduce more and more characters to a story, especially in the case of writing a 9-book series like I am, since it's highly likely that all kinds of characters will come and go throughout the novels. Everyone has their own writing style, but for me, I find that my characters often create themselves. They are their own people, with their own distinct personalities. As the author, you aren't making up the characters as you go along. Instead, your characters are introducing themselves to you. Your characters are showing you, through their words and actions, who they are. I find this to be somewhat liberating, because it takes the pressure off of trying to build a character from scratch. When you take a step back and let the characters do their own thing, sometimes that's when the most magic can happen in your novels. In fact, one of my favorite things is when a character says or does something that kind of confuses me or seems suspiciously out of character, and then later on, something else unfolds in the story, and it becomes so much more obvious as to why they said or did that and what led them to that point. Trusting in your characters to be true to themselves is important, and sometimes as the author, you just have to get out of the character's way. That being said, there are other times when we might be struggling with writing a scene, or we might feel as though we just don't know much about a character. That character might feel flat or one-dimensional. They aren't complex enough to really feel real. This has happened to me before, and I have no doubt it will happen again. And that's okay. But when it happens, what can you do about it? That is always the question. My favorite method for dealing with this is to take a step back from the book that I'm writing. Instead of struggling through the book, I take a break from it and spend more time getting to know that character one-on-one. A great way to do this is through creating situationals. Situationals is a technique that I came up with for basically understanding more about a character's backstory so that I can anticipate their future actions. I've created a list of questions that I can use, and these questions really ask more about what the character prefers and how they would react in various situations and so on. For example, I might sit down with a blank page and explore, okay, if this character happened to be stuck in a traffic jam, how would they respond to that? It's a mundane thing, but it says something about a person's character, right? There's a huge difference between a person who sits there calmly and listens to the radio compared to someone who yells at other drivers or honks the horn. But then you can take it deeper. If a person does sit there and listen to the radio during a traffic jam, what emotions are they going through that might be bubbling beneath the surface? Or are they cool with waiting there and just sitting there in the traffic jam because they aren't in a rush to get to their destination? And if that's the case, then why aren't they in a rush? Is it because they dislike their job and they want any opportunity to not get there on time? You can see how this one question about a character being stuck in a traffic jam can help you really go down the rabbit hole and find out all kinds of interesting details about their mindset and current life issues. Another example of a question you might include in your situationals exercise is to ask, what does the character order at a coffee shop? If they order a tea latte, is that because they never drink coffee? Or is it because they can't make a tea latte at home, so it's a luxury for them at coffee shops, and so on? And if they order a tea latte, what kind of milk do they ask for? Does it even matter to them? Or do they use almond milk or soy milk? And if so, is it because they're vegan? And if that's the case, how did they become vegan? Why did they become vegan? There are so many questions you can inquire about your character from this very simple question of what they order at a coffee shop. And otherwise, at this stage of the writing process, you might have had no idea about these internal things that were going on for your character, or it might not have come up as part of your book at all. You could learn all kinds of details about their backstory by doing situationals. When you are doing this exercise, focus on free writing. Write down on paper as much as you can. Or if you prefer dictation, then speak into a voice recorder about everything that comes to mind as you explore the question. Rather than letting yourself overthink and agonize over the character, what's happening is you are letting the information flow through you. Now, as the author, you probably will not be using these situationals in your book. You likely don't have a plan for a traffic jam scene in your book. Or, you know, if you do have a coffee shop scene, you probably aren't going to be giving all of this backstory when they order a beverage. That's because that is not the point, right? The point here isn't to use the free writing from these exercises as a way to write new scenes that you can include in upcoming books. Instead, the point is to get to know your characters better, to understand what is going on behind the scenes and what nuances are there. And then, once you understand your characters better, you can get back to writing your book. You will probably find that the relationships and dynamics between your characters are much more complex and compelling than they were before. Your character will have more dimension and personality, and you'll be able to highlight little details about them to illustrate one or another thing about them. Now, I have to admit that I usually only write out situationals when I'm struggling with a character. But to be honest, as authors, we should probably make it a regular habit every time we are writing a new book. So I might just start implementing this practice on a much more regular basis. It would be a very good exercise to do in between books in a series, for example, or it would be a really good exercise to do anytime that you are hitting a creative block, which you might remember we discussed back in episode 13. So there you have it. This is just one technique you can try to improve character development in your next novel. I hope that it is helpful for you. If you would like to learn more about this concept of writing situationals as a way to get to know your characters better, then I do have a special treat for you today. So you can grab a worksheet with a variety of writing prompts to help you connect more deeply with your characters, and you can access that over at the secret version of this podcast. So visit saganmorrow.com/secretpodcast to grab that freebie now. The worksheet provides 15 different writing prompts to help you out, and you can use every single one of them, or you can pick and choose the ones that interest you the most. You might find that it only takes one or two of the questions on this situationals worksheet before you get a breakthrough with this character, which can help you get back on track with your book in no time. So again, grab those writing prompts in the bonuses section at saganmorrow.com/secretpodcast. Now, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. As a reader, how important is it to you that you feel like the characters are real people and that your author, the author of the book really intimately understands them? And as a writer, do you take the time to get to know your characters on an intimate level like this through a process similar to this one? Feel free to connect with me at SaganLives on Twitter and Instagram to chat about it. And if you enjoyed this episode, please take 2 minutes to share this podcast on social media and rate it on iTunes. Anytime you share it or leave a rating or a review, it helps more listeners find the Indie Author Weekly podcast, so every bit counts. I really appreciate your support, and I know that there are readers and writers out there who would benefit from it and who would also really appreciate you sharing and reviewing it as well. As with all the episodes here on Indie Author Weekly, you can access complete episode transcripts, sample chapters of the books, and a few other bonuses and goodies, like today's brand new situationals worksheet, on the secret version of this podcast at saganmorrow.com/secretpodcast, so hop over there to check it out. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Indie Author Weekly podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.